Love. Loving somebody who doesn't necessarily love you is one of the hardest things I've ever known. But I think it's one of the more common threads in life for many, many people. There's different forms of love, friendship, intimate romance, family, somebody you adore, a musician or an artist, coworker love, even love for an acquaintance, love for furniture, on and on. Maybe things we can't afford is a good metaphor to discuss loving people, even when they don't love us back. Love doesn't mean I get something. It means I choose to have a feeling. And loving wins in the feeling realm of my inner life. Ultimately, love can seem totally incompetent, even dysfunctional and naive. I've been there. I don't think that's love. I think that's a struggling. I think that's a ultimately commanding of someone else's love when that's not what they're feeling. And as hard as it is for somebody who, you know, has people in their life who have people in my life that I wish just loved me better and more tremendously, it doesn't really actually change whether or not I love them. I may hate someone, have totally negative feelings about what they've done, how they've treated me. I totally do have hateful feelings towards the things people have done for me, and they're in them. But it feels, to be honest, on my mental landscape as though when I assign the hate towards them, it gives a negative power. Not even gives them, it feels like it gives them a negative power over me, but it just gives a negative power over me. I see somebody who I wish loved me more as some kind of Grinch in my mind. Actually makes me feel a lot calmer when I just love them instead. My dad, I call him at least once a week, usually a few times more. It's been years he hasn't picked up. I don't know if you knew that about me. I don't know that it matters, but it's something I experience. And it's something that, you know, hurts me tremendously, obviously, tremendously. I've had to study a ton of psychology and narcissism specifically, and then ultimately I've had to tie that back into my Christianity and God. And what I found, when Jesus says, love thy enemy, he's talking about not assuming an identity of hatefulness. Now, I just want to pause on that. It indicates we choose an identity throughout our lifetime, continuously. We're always making choices that ultimately kind of drum up who we are. Who we are, individually and then collectively. And I personally know I have expressed my anger in many forms that I did not have any desire to do other than that I was thoughtless and ultimately reckless. That being said, I've learned a lot of lessons from the mistakes that I've made in my life. And I think that there's an important lesson to be learned about love as it pertains to identity, as it pertains to who we are. Ourselves being made of love, it's the true identity of any human, of any person, of any being, ultimately. I genuinely do believe. And you could tie this in religiously and say God is love and we are the children of God and we're made of love and this is all a vibration. That usually leaves me feeling kind of stranded in the ocean or out from the dock pretty far away. It's hard to know how to swim back when you're learning while you drown. But there's some good friends who show up along the way. Some dolphins to help you along the riptide, help you back up. I've learned in my heart, maybe tonight, that ultimately I love my dad and I love the people who I feel have hurt me. To be honest, they wouldn't have been able to hurt me if I didn't have love for them. So while I have memories, sometimes that I wish had gone differently. Places where I don't have memories where I wish there had been some at all. I think ultimately, as a human, part of the human experience, I'm proud of my existence. I'm proud of the character I've been given. I didn't create myself. I love to think I can, but I didn't. And I'm able to love. And I hope that you know whatever you're going through, whatever losses or struggles or maintenance requests you have in that aren't getting met, that your sense of love as an identity has shown through every day to yourself and everyone else that you can. Why not? I see people much unhappier than myself in public all the time. I also see people who seem happier than me. It's just information that I've been able to kind of gauge myself with. I'm having been really introspective lately. I'm happy and proud to be made of love. I'm happy and proud for that to be an identity that I can assume at any given moment. And we all have things where we need forgiveness, whether it's from someone else or ourselves. And whether or not you believe in some higher deity power called God or universe or spirit or anything, you as a person are being created constantly through the process. And I hope genuinely that you have loving people who already know what I'm saying, who this is not some revelation to. But it's taken many years for me to understand from an alone perspective that I want to feel love. And being loved is more dependent on feeling love in the first place. Being love is who you are.